Or I just noted?
Well, you might say I just knew you were going to do that or something like that, but more naturally, I would have more naturally have said, I told you so.
All right.
Which is a bad thing, telling anybody.
It certainly is, but it's always tempting, isn't it? Which one did you give him? That's the one I
gave him.
What's another word for started?
Started? Mm-hmm. Began?
Okay.
It's an interesting book. How did it begin? It's a book my daughter gave me last year. You'd find that interesting.
What?
How did it begin?
Okay.
How various things, superstition and whatnot.
That does sound interesting. Did he run across? Yes, he
ran.
Did he come over? Yes, he
came.
Did you see him? Yes, I
did.
Okay, or yes, I
saw him, if you
Mm-hmm. If people had been working on the road and it was in pieces, you'd say the road is all
torn up, right?
Okay. Suppose, let's see, your wife gave you a sweater for your birthday, and you opened it up and you told her how nice you thought it looked, and she might say, oh, go ahead and
try it on.
Okay. You want to know which person is, well, if there are two people and you want to know which person is guilty of doing something, somebody else might say, he's the one who
did it.
Okay. Somebody comes up to you and says, what's new? What do you say?
Say nothing.
Okay. And suppose there was a little bit that was new, then what would you say?
I don't know. Just would depend on what was new, I guess.
Okay. Well, if he said, what's new, and you said nothing, he might say, now, oh, come now, there must be
something, yeah.
Okay. I believe I'll take a walk because it's, what, a nice day?
Real nice day.
Okay. And what's a word that begins with S that means the same thing?
Fine.
It's a real nice day, or it's something that begins with an S?
S. A swell day, you might say. Swell.
Yeah, you might. Well, will you pronounce S-U-C-H for me?
Oh, it's such a nice day. Yes, yes. Good.
If something has been there forever, you might say, why, it's what been there?
Why, it's been there.
Yeah, it's all
been there always, yeah.
Okay. Someone didn't do something accidentally. He did it
on purpose.
Someone asks you a question while you're reading, and the answer to the question is yes. Would you say mm-hmm or mm-hmm or uh-huh?
Yeah, I'm liable to say either one of them.
Okay. And what about if the answer was no? What might you say?
I'd say no.
Would you ever say uh-uh or mm-hmm?
Yes, sometimes, yes.
Okay. Let's see. And if someone asks you a question and you're not sure, but you have an idea that that's correct, you might say, well, what?
Would you say, I think so.
Okay. Would you ever say, I think so?
Yeah, I would say, I think so, yes.
Okay. I don't know the answer to that, so I'm going to, what, somebody else?
Ask.
Okay. And yesterday, what's the past tense of ask?
Asked.
Okay. Did they fight? Yes, they
fought.
Did he draw out the blade? Yes, he
Drew it, I guess.
Okay. What's a word that means to lift something very heavy? It begins with an H.
Heave.
Okay. There's another one, though. A crane might have a hook on the end of it and might lift up a great big heavy weight.
Yeah.
So it might what the weight?
Heist, you got that?
Yeah, yeah. And how would you pronounce H-O-I-S-T?
Hoist.
Okay. Now, would hoist ever be used in connection with lighter weights? Might a child be hoisted up a tree?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think of hoist being picking up, like you said, with a crane or
okay. Something. Well, Mr. Wilcox, we've come to the end of our questions.
Well, let us know how it came out on examination.
Well, you know, I wasn't really an examination. But I certainly did enjoy talking to you.
Well, I enjoyed seeing you.